We've just sung from that beautiful hymn those last words, speak through the earthquake, wind and fire, O still small voice of calm, picking up the passage in the Old Testament about Elijah. Remember in the cave when the earthquake and the wind and the fire came past, but the word of God was not in them, but it was in that still small voice that he heard at the end. And do you know one of the most one of the reasons why we sometimes don't hear God speaking is not so much that there's earthquakes, wind and fire around, is that we don't have the humility of that tax collector in the parable that I read about. Who would you say was the character in the Old Testament who could be most proud about his achievements? I think you could run through and David and Elijah and some of the others, but probably when you get down to it, the one who did the most in the Old Testament is actually Moses. Moses who led the people out of Israel right across the wilderness and into the borders of the promised land. But it's very interesting that it says in the book of Numbers, that now the man Moses was very humble, more so than anyone else on the face of the earth. Moses was more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. It's an extraordinary thing to say, isn't it, that the Bible, but it's very clear. And it goes on then to, God then goes on to speak about how Moses is the one that he talks to. And he said, hear my words, this is God speaking now, hear my words, when there are prophets among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to them in visions, I speak to them in dreams. Not so with my servant Moses. He is entrusted with all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly not in riddles, and he beholds the form of the Lord. And it seems to be, it's interesting, it's Moses' humility that enables him to hear God speaking to him. And in that Old Testament reading that Julia read to us from the prophet Joel, there's a prophet, there's God speaking through someone perhaps 500 years before the time of Jesus, but speaking about what was going to happen. And they're speaking to, with those words that are quoted by Peter on the day of Pentecost, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and female slaves, in those days I will pour out my spirit. Those words of, those prophetic words that came true 500 years later on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem, and have come true time and time again. But again, it's clear, isn't it? It's not talking about God speaking to the high and mighty, those who have positions, but speaking to the ordinary people, and even to the slaves. It says, even on the male and female slaves in those days, I will pour out my spirit. So in the parable that Jesus told about the Pharisee and the tax collector, he's helping us to realize that the thing that God is really looking for is humility. People who are not dependent on themselves, but dependent on him. People who are willing to say, I can't do it myself. I do need you, God. God, be merciful to me, a sinner, is all that the tax collector said. But Jesus tells us that he went home justified before God, not the Pharisee. The Pharisee is, a couple of weeks ago I spoke about the old and new covenants. The Pharisee was an upholder of the old covenant. He justified himself by his being able and willing to keep the Old Testament law. He judged himself daily to make sure that he covered every jot and tittle, as it says, of the Old Testament law. And that enabled him to actually stand there and justify himself before God. But self-justification is the way we stop being justified by God. Each of us needs God's forgiveness. We need to come before God and acknowledge that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And in that humility, God is willing to come and bring the forgiveness that we need. So there's no point, in fact, it's worse than being no point, but there's no point in trying to justify ourselves by our righteousness. Self-righteousness is not just a waste of time. It actually gets in the way of God coming to be merciful to us. And more especially, it stops God, it stops us somehow hearing him. Because he does need to speak to us at times about what we do right and what we do wrong. God does come and encourage us, but he also speaks to our hearts through our conscience if there are things in our lives that need to be put right. But we need to hear his voice, not our own. You probably heard of Robbie Burns, that great Scottish poet. He wrote this poem. It's a very interesting poem. It was inspired because he was in church and he saw a louse on the bonnet of a lady in church. And it inspired him to write the poem. And you've probably recognised these words. I'll try and do them in the Scottish. It says, "Oh, wad some power the giftie gie us to see ourselves as others see us." Or apparently it's been translated, "Oh, would some power give us the gift to see ourselves as others see us." And he's thinking about him seeing this obviously a posh lady in church with a louse on her bonnet. But I don't think he quite got it right. I mean, it's good sometimes for other people to tell us about ourselves. We obviously need to take them with a pinch of salt, but if we do something drastically wrong, it's useful to have someone to correct you. But the most important thing is not so much for other to have the gift to see us as other people see us, but to have the gift to see us as God sees us. Because he's the only one that really can judge us. You know, Jesus said, do not judge others so that you may not be judged. The judgment of other people is only of limited value. What we really want to know is how God sees us. And for him to actually speak into our hearts where there is need for correction, but also to receive from him too that encouragement that we all need when we are going the right way. But it does need humility on our part. It's interesting that Jesus actually spoke about himself as being humble. You know those words from Matthew's Gospel, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." See, there's Jesus actually acknowledging his own humility before the Father and giving us an example to follow. So let's not worry too much about judging ourselves, but let's open our hearts to hear him speaking to us so that we can know the way to go. And to recognize that each time we try and justify ourselves before him, we're not just getting it wrong, quite honestly, but we're actually limiting our ability to hear his judgment on our lives. The only judge that matters is God himself. It's interesting, Jesus didn't even judge people when he was on earth. But we need to have that willingness to open our hearts and ears to hear him speaking to us. Then we can be like those great people that we see in the Bible, like Moses, speaking to God face to face. Like Peter, actually. Peter was actually a humble man. It's interesting, when he was taken before the Sanhedrin, the court, it says, "Now as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus." That's all we need, really, to be people who have been with Jesus. We don't need any other accolades, any other recognition. We just need to spend time with him and to hear his voice speaking to our hearts. So let's take this parable that Jesus told seriously. Let's recognize the error of the Pharisee in trying to justify himself before God. Let's stand away from standing in judgment on other people, just hoping to feel better about ourselves because in some way we're better than them. That's what the Pharisee was doing. It's like some of those television programs you see, isn't it, where they bring on people who are perhaps worthy of some kind of judgment. But they seem to do it mainly so that we can feel ourselves better than them. I think in some ways that's what's happening in the tabloid newspapers when they pull celebrities apart and find things that are wrong with them. It's mainly so that we can feel better than those that we would otherwise think of as our betters. So let's not be like the Pharisees, pointing the finger at those they think beneath them. But let's be willing to be like the tax collector and just be dependent on the mercy of God, recognizing that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Let's go home justified and knowing that God loves us and is willing to forgive. Amen.